Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey guys, welcome to the You Up podcast. How you doing out there? Hit of pod for you today, Monday where you are, Sunday where I am. Storm rolling through St. Louis County. It's about 6 p.m. on Sunday night. I had a busy day. I went outside my comfort zone. I went to a barbecue thrown by an old high school friend, an old high school acquaintance, actually, at best. Didn't really know him. Also attended by a couple other people I knew in the past. But definitely made myself go to a party that I did not want to go to, not because I didn't like the people, but because it could be weird. What have I said about these people maybe on stage or on my Instagram that they're going to confront me about? And then I'll feel like, I don't know, just filled with nerves about it, wanting to bail. Problem is, I'm trying to be someone who doesn't say she's going to do something and then backs out. I'm trying to be a woman of my word. Because that's all that you have. No, that's not true. That's just like a thing people say. But what does that even mean? You have lots of things. And yeah, just I felt every impulse was to not go, looking for any excuse, begging for a tornado to just strike and just decimate the county on my behalf so I didn't have to attend a social function. Seriously, I would... There might be loss of life, but these are, I mean, I didn't conjure it, but yeah, like wanting a natural disaster strike St. Louis so I could get up going to this party. And I tried to bail a couple days ago. I was like, listen, I'm on the fence. And I was honest. I was like, I feel like I might've said something about these people in an Instagram thing. They might be mad at me about it. I'm having lots of social anxiety and I don't usually tend to throw around that term because I don't think I really suffer from it as bad as people who actually do, but I was having it around that. And he wrote back like, the past is the past, man. He's like a kind of a hippie, like just salt of the earth, like, man, whatever. He's wearing a tie-dye shirt unironically, just like it, not because it's in trend, which it is. Tie-dye shirts are all I want to wear. Shout out to Esther Pavitsky, who was on my Instagram live the other night showing me all of the tie-dye shirts that she's making. Seriously, guys, I just bought a fucking amazing Jordan shirt on eBay. Girl who watches The Last Dance once. That's all she knows about sports. I'm on eBay the next day looking for Jordan shirts, like vintage. I found this Bugs Bunny shirt. It's white and it says Jordan on it somewhere, but it's just like, it's cool. And I'm going to send it somewhere else to be tie-dyed because I want to make it even look cooler. But what I was saying was, yeah, these people were nice and I didn't want to go. And I had to bring something too. I get freaking stressed out about that. What are you going to bring? He gave us options. He kind of sent in the invitation. He was like, these people bring this, these. And he was like, Nikki, you could do these. And I was like, okay, cool. I like that you're narrowing it down because it does feel too much for me to figure out. What do I bring? Maybe a double Dutch rope. I was thinking of bringing toilet paper. I thought that might be a funny thing. Some of these people did know who I was. It's not, I don't think about that stuff, but my sister was with me. My sister ended up going with me and she reminded me that people get nervous or people are excited that I attend things. I'm not being modest. I forget it and it's probably true. And I should probably kind of maybe look at the way people treat me or not take things offensively as much as I do because I might not be aware that they feel weird by whatever, but it's their shit, not mine, whatever. So anyway, but it wasn't that. We just showed up. It was fun. It was just like a cool, it was exactly like high school. And I mean that in a good sense. Like it was just guys hanging out with their wives and cool wives. All these guys chose cool chicks, yard games. Yeah, I smoked a bowl and I like lit the end of the bowl on fire. I was like, this will kill COVID, right? Such an idiot. I mean, I guess it does kill COVID. Everyone was like, yeah, I mean, you would think, right? Like it's burning it. Like that's going to burn it. By the way, no people in this group were any, have any kind of, so if I die from this, it's because of that. Cause someone goes, yeah, burning, it's fine. And I'm like, oh, I go, oh, you know, that I haven't been burning my groceries. That's so much easier than wiping them down. I can just light them a fire on the stoop and then bring in the ashes. And ashes store so much easier than actual whole food. But it was really fun. My sister went with me because I was like really thinking about bailing. I mean, I was convincing myself that I was going to stay because I already did. I have a lot to do today, but I wanted to go because I wanted to be able to, when something scares me, I like to do it. Or when, and I said I would go. But then sometimes you go to something and you're like, sometimes you learn like, no, my instinct is right. This was not one of those circumstances. I had a good time. I got to see my sister and I had a great time on the way there, on the way back, dissecting it. No offense to the people that threw it. It was a great party. I could never throw a party. I'm just not a party thrower. I would hire people to do it probably, but doing it myself, I'm always impressed by women who can throw a party and like have so many options and drinks and like games. What am I even saying? I'm proud of myself that I went and I had a really good day with my sister and she got to get away from her kids. I'm staring at her swimsuit on the keyboard right now. She definitely forgot that and I'll be wearing it. My sister and I are the exact same size. I got to be honest with you guys. It feels really good because she's like, she looks great and I can see it on her. Yet sometimes I fail to see it on myself. So we really like, I don't know. I was just like, oh my God, I do look like that's, and she wore my jeans to this. She wore my entire outfit because she came over to the house just to hang out by the pool and she was just wearing this like moo-moo type thing. And so she's like, do you have an outfit? So I gave her one and she looked like me. I was like, oh my God, I have cute style. Like, why can I acknowledge it on someone else, but not on myself? It was an interesting little psychological experiment. I wanted my sister to be on the podcast. And so she is about to be on the podcast, but we taped this before. We were just sitting down. It was just getting so fucking juicy, you guys. It's insane. I'm almost glad it got interrupted between you and me because it was getting real. And my sister is just an amazing person. I mean, she is truly the depth of her character and like how she's wears her emotions on her sleeve. Like she is just, I'm so proud of my sister. Like I truly, my intro for her is like definitely how I feel because she's awesome. And she fucking killed it at this party for me. We were on the way back home and she was like, we were just analyzing it. And I go, thank you so much. She is so sweet. She was such a great conversationalist. She was fun and jovial and like just the perfect party companion, like perfect. You couldn't manufacture a better one. And I got to just chill. And she's like, you're the people person. I'm like, I know. I've never sat backseat to anyone and you fucking ruled. So like, I'm a little threatened by her and I think she might think she should start a podcast or something. And I don't like that. So that's why I planned a storm to cut her conversation off. The one you're about to hear. No, she's great. And we just taped a little interview, but as it was getting good, the storm rolled in, lightning struck, the house lost power. You'll hear that. I think you'll hear that. But the internet went out. So this is our conversation. And right when it's getting good, boy, we lose steam. And I'll be back to talk to you about so many other things after this conversation with my sister, Lauren. Okay, guys, I have my sister now with me. Welcome to the show. My only sister and the best sister I could possibly ask for, which I've only really been enjoying the how awesome my sister is for the past 10 years, very like aware of it. But I would say I've always had the best sister. Welcome to the show, sister. Sister, you're a nun now, which we should just say that out of the gate. Yeah. Sister Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Sister Lauren is so happy.
My moron sisty, which is what I used to always call her, was a moron sisty. And because there was a girl. Do you want to tell the story of moron sisty?
No, I don't really remember it. So
yes, you do. Let me remind you. We were at a play in middle school, or they like made us go see the students do a play, and there was a girl that had a line. She was like, "And my moron sister," but she fucked up and said, "My moron sisty," and she said it with like a lot of gusto, like real commitment to moron sisty. Yeah, because you remember I used to call you that, right? Or did you really just think I was calling
that? I was.
A moron?
In your eyes, a moron sissy.
No.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We didn't really get along that well.
I mean, I didn't think it was like terrible.
We were just normal sister fights. Like, we would definitely get physical with each other.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you think we got physical?
Like, way too recently.
Really? When? I slapped you one night.
It had to have been when we were in college.
No way.
Yes.
I would get abusive with you in that way in college.
Like, just like push each other. Yeah.
Really?
I think there was one instance where we were both, we couldn't believe it happened. No. It was just like both living under one roof with mom and dad and just getting frustrated and just.
But in college?
Going into our old behaviors from when we were.
We weren't living with mom and dad in college. We took that shit to the streets.
I think summers.
Oh, summers. Yeah. I forgot about summers, dude.
What was the impetus of us getting in fights?
What?
The lack of AC.
Oh my God, you're not even joking. Right now we are dying. It's a pressure cooker
here.
Hot. It makes everyone more annoyed.
They refuse to turn on the air.
It's
like a sense of pride for them.
I really asked, I was like, how much will it cost for me to have this house cool? And then my dad was like, but then we're too cold down in the basement.
And then we won't jump into the pool.
And we,
he wants it to be cold enough. So that he'll be motivated to jump into the pool because there's
otherwise they don't
in the pool either. So it's like 50 degrees right now.
Yeah. So in each thing that you could do is miserable an experience you could have in either the pool or the house. You're at your wit's end and it thrusts you from one to the next.
Yeah. Because I remember when we were blow drying our hair, like we would take showers.
Oh, I said the other day, I can't blow dry my hair. With humidity like this.
You
nope. Your hair just stays wet.
And so you're just sweating profusely.
Oh my God, it's hell.
With the heat and your makeup was just running off your face. Like there's just.
Yeah.
There's no point in showering.
So we used to just beat each other up.
I think we just get frustrated.
Have you seen that video of Kim and Courtney getting to a physical fight? Like this was probably like maybe it was last season. But Kim is just like. Kim's the you and Courtney. I'm watching Courtney and I'm thinking to myself, she just gets up and threatens Kim, but who would instigate it? Who would throw the first, because we wouldn't punch each other. We would just
like I would be known to throw anything.
Any object. You were scary. Distance. Yes.
I would just pick it up and throw it in your direction.
Yeah. You were kind of terrifying in that way, but I honestly didn't think, I mean, the hatred I felt for you was one of the realest feelings I've ever felt in my life. Like
so palpable.
And now the love I feel for you. Yeah. But the thing is, love and hate are the same thing. So literally that makes total sense to me that those emotions could be flipped. That was my cutoff conversation with my sister Lauren. Man, it was just getting good. But we'll pick back up at some point. I'll call her. It sucks. I only get to see her every 2 weeks, which if I lived in town, it probably would be that way anyway. But it is a joy to be around her. She's she's a Spanish teacher and a high school teacher. And I can't get into that, but she's just brave and does cool shit, and she's a great mom. It's exhausting to see how much goes into being mom. Shout out to all the moms listening out there, legit shout out. I could never do what you do. It's incredible. I've organized my life around the fact that I only have to take care of myself until I move back home. And now I'm living with the dog that I originally took, responsibility for and then gave it to my parents. I take care of Marion. Wiley, not so. I mean, man, we didn't get into it with my sister about Wiley, but Wiley got out today and bit the neighbor dog. And the only reason they'll admit it is because they saw it happen, because Wiley is just ferocious and we got to get a trainer, but they're just dragging their feet on it. And I don't know. We're just do we find another home for this animal? I mean, there's a lot of thoughts and I feel like we should fix it. And I'm offering to spend my own money to put even an electric fence, if that helps. Although I don't think that's going to run. It's a Band-Aid. For a larger issue, that's a Band-Aid for a broken leg. So I think any dog can be trained out of their behavior, but he's going to have to go away to a boarding school. I mean, my parents will have to be trained themselves. I just relate to Wiley so much. I think that's it. I mean, just Wiley is the bad son they never had, but would have had, you know, at some point. So the last time I talked to you, my parents were still gone on the river. They did return. Everything was fine. Spent a great weekend here with them. Did a lot of work, but also did a lot of, not a lot of, but I let myself have about an hour and a half, 2 hours of watching TV at the end of the night. Put down a documentary, an episode of The Last Dance or two. I'm obsessed. It's like there's so many metaphors in it for everything you're going through in your life. I really recommend it. My sister today, I was helping her with a problem and I was like, listen, this is what Jordan did. Do you guys know what Jordan, like, I don't know who my fan base is, but you know sports, you know sports. If you, as me, a girl who grew up in during this, when, so for the, those of you who don't know, The Last Dance is an ESPN documentary that you can get on demand if you have cable, whatever. It's incredible. It's 10 episodes covering the last season of the Chicago Bulls when it was Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, like, and they've already won 5 championships. They're going for a 6th. It's kind of the end of Jordan's career. It's just wild. And it goes back and sets up all of their lives. And it's just filled with tragedy and triumph. And it's so good. But when Michael Jordan quit the NBA, if someone would have told me this, I would have been like, that's not how it went down. But I'm seeing it with my own eyes. He won 3 championships in a row, thus matching Magic Johnson and Larry Bird as like he's in the top 3. And he didn't need any more. And he was bummed out about life. He couldn't go anywhere. He was a prisoner in his own hotel room. He was swarmed by people. Everyone wanted so much of him. He lost. His dad was murdered randomly. Had nothing to do with him being Michael Jordan. And then he retires. I didn't know he retired when all that was happening. What? Where was I? Why didn't our school have a snow day? That was insane. Dude, I remember 6th grade, which was 1996, everything about the O.J. Simpson trial. Why didn't anyone tell me about this other thing that was happening that is just as entertaining and insane? I mean, I'm obsessed. So then he goes, and I thought he played baseball long after he left. Like, if you would have asked my knowledge about this stuff 2 weeks ago, I would have none. I don't even know what I didn't know. But what I do know is that this guy fearlessly became the best of all time at a sport. And then he left and started at the very bottom of a whole other sport that he hadn't played in 17 years and was just like, I want to go do this. And with no wavering, he just did it. Like, it was, I thought that was so cool. It showed that he wasn't about being on top or being the most beloved or looking the best, that he wanted to like achieve that. I mean, it is also a sickness of just, I got to win here. But I just look back on that and I'm like, he was playing in like AAA league, which I don't know what that means. But I know that time was nuts and I was alive for it and I missed it. I keep like giving my parents shit about it. I'm like, how did you not get us involved in this? Because there's young kids at all of these, like trying to get signatures. I see these young kids all over the place in the documentary and I want to be one of them. I want to be like, I don't even want to be like Mike. I want to be like one of the kids that likes Mike. And I wasn't, I missed out. And so I'm just loving it. I'm learning so much. I want to be, there's parts of me that want to be like Jordan. There's parts of me that want to be like Pip. Parts of me that no part of me wants to be like Larry Bird. I'm very triggered by Larry Bird. I was called Larry Bird by Blake Griffin at the roast of Alec Baldwin. It's one that haunts me that people, you know, because I've talked about it a lot. I've like kind of, you know, leaned into it over the 10 months, how long it's been since that happened. And so he said I looked like Larry Bird, which isn't wrong. I mean, a blonde, like frizzy hair and kind of like a pasty face. No offense, Lair. It's just, that's what we look like. And then my dad the other night made a comment about Larry Bird's looks. And I was like, easy. That's my twin. But I see myself in all these people, like Phil Jackson, the coach. What an amazing, incredible man. Makes me want to have had a coach. You know, I mean, your coach can go wrong for sure. You can. I've had bad coach experiences, but like, I didn't really have enough time. But like, I could. What could I get coached in now? I feel like a music teacher. Well, I want someone to teach me piano. I don't know how to do that over the fucking. I just want to learn one song. Is that possible? Or do you have to start with like learning the scales, Mississippi River, like just hitting the. You have to start at the very bottom. I don't want to. I just want to learn one song really good, and then I'll be set to display it at parties. Lover, my heart's been borrowed. That's me at a party in the year 2028, if we make it that far, just belting out Taylor Swift. I'll do it. I'll do it. It's been a great podcast. I hope you guys have had fun. I challenge all of you to do something that you don't want to do, because I did it this weekend a few times. Just was like, ugh, wanting to cancel on something. And I didn't cancel because I want to be someone who's trustworthy and who doesn't bail. And you know what? It makes you more accountable. It makes you stop saying yes to things because actually you're not going to be able to back out of them. And so try that on one thing. You can cancel on like four things this week, but like the fifth thing, just like do. Just make yourself a little uncomfortable. And you might on the other side realize, ugh, why did I do that? But most of the time, those things you feel like pretty good about. But no guarantees. So I'll see you tomorrow on the podcast. I can't wait. Thanks for hanging with me today. See you tomorrow. Squirt, squirt, jackpot.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.